Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Growing outrage in New York after a homeless subway rider died after another passenger put him in a chokehold. WCBS-TV's Ali Bowman.
Experts and sources tell us much of this case is going to come down to what happened in those moments before the chokehold. The NYPD is still looking to interview more witnesses, and the district attorney's office told us that it is reviewing the medical examiner's report and still investigating.
The homeless man, Jordan Neely, had a history of mental illness. Former University of California Davis student Carlos Dominguez has been arrested for several stabbings near campus this week. KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy.
How did you link the three stabbings?
Through our investigative process, examination of physical evidence, and the information we knew about the three crimes.
That could include any evidence taken from this home on Hawthorne Lane. A short walk to the second crime scene where police believe Dominguez stabbed and killed UC Davis student Kareem Abu-Najim.
Based on what you know about him now, would you classify him as a serial killer?
Based on the information that we have and the definition of a serial killer, that would apply.
A manhunt is over in Serbia. The suspect accused of a shooting rampage, killing eight people and wounding over a dozen others. This mass shooting came a day after another attack at a school. A 13-year-old boy killed eight kids and a security guard. Until this week, mass shootings were rare in Serbia, despite the country's high rate of gun ownership. Thousands of teachers in Oakland, California are on strike. Here's KCBS's Chris Ancarlo.
Hundreds of teachers rallied to punctuate the first day of the strike, but no agreement could be reached.
So they've been, again, continuing to commit unfair labor practices, bargaining in public. Why aren't they at the negotiations table?
Union bargaining co-chair Velma Serrano says the school district hasn't provided a written proposal to teachers. The district says an agreement is falling short because of union demands unrelated to teacher pay.
Four Proud Boys members were found guilty of seditious conspiracy. Here's correspondent Scott McFarland.
A historic and enormous victory for the U.S. Justice Department. This is the first case in which they've secured a guilty verdict on a conspiracy charge against somebody who wasn't actually at the Capitol January 6th.
And a bill was passed by the Republican-controlled legislature in North Carolina that would ban nearly all abortions after only 12 weeks of pregnancy. In a statement, the White House said the details of this ban have been obscured to make it seem less dangerous, but the bill would make it harder for many women to get the care they need. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
That's what we like to do on this show. Find the comedy gold. I just like
non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouthfeel.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are very excited to have our inaugural segment, which we have not named yet, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is going to be joining us from now on Thursdays, to, at least for the time being, tackle all the different facets of women's health, because there are a lot of different topics in that. And I think as, you know, there's not a lot of women in talk radio. And so I feel like a lot of times these topics don't get talked about on the radio. And so we could not be more excited to have you here, Dr. Lyerly.
Well, thanks. I did bust out the word vulva this morning during Pat's show, and that was well received.
How did he react?
Well, you know, his wife is an OBGYN.
Yeah, that's true.
So he didn't blush too much, but Luke Mathers, it was almost palpable.
We did an entire segment. Was that this year? Was that the end of last year?
I think it was this year.
When Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, do you remember this? He basically came out and had a speech talking about women's health and saying that the importance of women's health, but saying that if we would all just be more comfortable saying the word vagina,
yeah,
that maybe we'd be in a better place with women's health. And so we had an entire, I think, 30-minute segment, and Jane blushed more than once, I think, of saying, like, why are we so uncomfortable with some of these words that are anatomy.
It's medical terminology.
It's medical terminology for basic anatomy. And yet sometimes we, especially with women's stuff, are like, oh no, we don't talk about those things.
It's all part of the problem, isn't it? When it's so taboo and so shameful to even know what your own anatomy is. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been sitting in an exam room with someone, talking with them about something that's happening with their own body, and they don't even know that their ovaries are different than their uterus. It's fascinating.
And do you think some of that is they just weren't paying attention to health class and it didn't stick? Because to a certain extent, or is it just not being taught?
Hey, I think it depends on where you had your health class.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Or like the level of comfort. Like I can tell you my four sons.
I forget that you
so
have
much
four
more,
sons.
Right? Yeah. And they know way more about women and their bodies and women's health than I did even going into college, just because we talk about it and we talk so freely about it. And I don't think, like, they're my own kids, so I don't think they would necessarily come to me with too many sensitive subjects. Like, they've got other resources. You know, there's still that parent barrier. But because we've made it approachable and we've made it, like, in this world, you are likely at some point in your life to have sex. So
likely
you might as well do it well and enjoy it and be safe
and be safe.
And smart.
Yes. All of those things. And so what we were excited about doing this, like I said, as we, there's not always a lot of, I think often in the talk radio world, women's issues or general issues, but from a women's perspective, but also women's health just doesn't get talked about because male hosts don't always, that's not where they gravitate to, right? Like sometimes we often want to talk about the things that we are interested in and relate to us, and not having a lot of women hosts means that sometimes these things don't get talked about. So we're very excited to be a show that is going to put these issues front and center and talk about it each week. And we would love to hear topic suggestions from you.
Or if you have questions.
Or if you have questions each week. And I know, Kristen, and Dr. Lyerly, you were saying, you know, obviously you're an OBGYN, and but you have a network of other doctors who we might be able to bring on the show and talk about menopause or talk about heart disease and talk about different things like cervical cancer. And
Osteoporosis.
And, you know, I think some of the topics we even threw out in the first place was like the history of women's health, which I find fascinating because there's still so little. I feel like science is still playing catch up with women's health because for so long they were only doing studies on men and just applying the findings to women.
They still are. I mean, until recently, women weren't even included in most studies. And I'm not talking about like studies of women's reproductive anatomy. I'm talking about like heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Yeah.
And we were doing studies on men. And like you said, applying that information to women, and it doesn't apply. Women experience heart disease in a very different way. Our risk factors are different. The timing of heart disease in women is different. So it's apples and oranges. And another big push that we've recently had as a professional organization is to include pregnant and lactating women in research, because we give people who are pregnant, I mean, you're pregnant.
I am.
Have you taken any medications in your pregnancy? Most pregnant women have, whether it's Tylenol or a vitamin or an herbal supplement or something. We don't have data on most of that stuff. So we really do need to include people with an informed consent, like, you know, people who can consent to these research trials so that we have more information. So we're not experimenting on the whole population. We will have better information.
And we're talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new segment that's yet to be named. We're going to, in the next segment, we did a little crowdsourcing on Twitter to get some ideas.
Oh,
and there's some good ones.
There are some fantastic ideas.
And so we're going to go through the options in the next segment. So maybe we'll get your vote if you want to let us know what you think we should call this. But we'll have a name by next week. But the segment is going to be every Thursday. We're going to talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about women's health, sometimes bring other experts on. Today's topic, because of the news that was announced, is we are going to talk about pregnancy. And speaking of what you were just saying as far as, yes, I mean, I know that right now I can take Tylenol and there's a lot of other medications I cannot take. But what's fascinating as I have started to read what I, you know, has been recommended to me with pregnancy stuff is how little research is actually done on and what we don't know about pregnancy, because there's not that many studies that are done. And so like the misconceptions around drinking, the misconceptions around stress and like what you should do and what you can't do and Listeria. And I haven't had a Jimmy John sub for months now.
You can have tuna.
Is that what you can have tuna? Yeah. And so we're certainly in the third segment, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to come back and talk about some of the myths. But truly, it's really, there's still so much more research to do on pregnancy, right?
I feel like when I'm talking with my patients and advising them, and we're talking about evidence, when I'm questioned, so much of the stuff that I say, I'm like, well, this is just because of it's the how we do it, because that's the best we've got right now. I know.
That happened to me. That happened to me even with her due date. And so I haven't even told you this story. So I asked my doctor, because Michael was very keen on finding out the actual conception date because he wanted to be able to tell that story. And I asked our doctor, she's like, we don't know. We actually don't know how to actually like pinpoint it. And so it's like the best science we have right now is going off of your last period. And so we go in for our whatever, the 12-week scan, 13-week scan or something like that. And they start measuring the baby and they're like, wait, what? What's your due date? And I told them. And they're like, all right, we'll be right back. They literally, because it was she was measuring as like 14 weeks and I was only supposed to be 13 weeks. And so they moved my due date up a week because she's just, she might just be big. That could be true.
She's going to be tall. She is going to be
but
a tall
it's like,
girl.
The even due dates are kind of just like, all right, we'll go with that.
Well, and that brings up another whole really interesting point. So early in the first trimester, all embryos grow at approximately the same rate. So the best way to figure out what your due date is going to be is with that early first trimester ultrasound and measuring, we call it a crown rump length, but it's like the head to the butt. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great way to date a pregnancy. But when you think about it, like when you're 6 weeks pregnant, you're really only 4 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. Because those first 2 weeks, that goes back to the first day of your last period. And you probably didn't get pregnant until 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So when you're talking about like a 6 week abortion ban,
yeah,
most people probably just missed their period. And if they have long cycles, like 35 day cycles, which is not unusual, then they literally probably missed their period 6 days ago. So how do you have the time to get the testing and do all the planning and, you know, pull all that together in that short period of time?
Well, especially when it's an unplanned pregnancy, because I think when you're trying to get pregnant, the first day of your missed period, you're like taking a test. But when you're not expecting that and you're just busy, you're
and you're not testing for it.
And you're not testing for it. Absolutely. As far as like, wait, when was it? I don't know. And then all of a sudden it was a week ago. And so, yeah, it is certainly part of that. But I guess what are some of the other topics that you think we should throw out there as far as potential Thursday women's health topics?
Oh, there's so much to talk about. I would love to hear from your audience about what they want to talk about. But menopause, for sure, that's one that I get all the time. And maybe that's just like my cohort right now. But there's just no information out there about like, are hormones safe? Are they not safe? Should I get pellets? Who should I talk to? What are the risks if I do it? What are the risks if I don't? So I think menopause is a huge one. Preventive care, like what do I actually need to do? Do I need a pap test? Those guidelines have changed a lot. You don't need a pap and a pelvic every year like you used to 15 years ago.
Also, mammograms, what are the like most recent advice on how often you're getting mammograms and depending on what age you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Osteoporosis screening, sexually transmitted infections, different types of contraception. There are new methods of contraception that are out there now. I mean, really, it's endless, the amount of information. And being able to dispel myths. Like a lot of people think that Plan B is an abortion. The morning after pill is an abortion. But hey, it's not.
It's not an
Plan
abortion.
B, the morning after pill. Yeah, it's contraception. It prevents pregnancy. But even physicians are confused about it. One of my colleagues at Madison just did a study surveying physicians, and they don't even really know unless they're dealing with this on a regular basis. So there's tons of information.
Tons of stuff.
About.
And I see that we already have one question about pregnancy that we'll get to at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, we're going to pick a name for this segment. So we need your input. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly cloudy today with a high of 73. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 52. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High of 67. Cloudy skies. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 70s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are doing our new segment, our new Thursday weekly segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we tackle women's health issues and topics and questions, because it's something that, at least on radio airwaves, doesn't necessarily always get as much attention as it should. And so we are excited, as a women-hosted show, to have you here every week, Dr. Lyerly. But, you know, we still need to have a comedic angle to this, because this is As Goes Wisconsin.
And there's got to be a whoop whoop boing in there somewhere, Dr. Lyerly.
There's got to be some silliness that can't all be serious, because that's just not how we do it on this show. And so you had the great foresight to ask people, because people are funny. People are great with puns. And so I thought we'd go through. I think the three of us ultimately get the final say, but I wanted to read some of the suggestions that we got for anyone to let us know what they think and what their vote would go to.
As far as naming the segment.
So every week when Dr. Lyerly joins, we're going to welcome to our weekly segment of
ta-da!
And then we'll go on to talk about whatever the topic is for the day. So, I'm just going to go
and
through
these. If this goes well, then next week, maybe we can name your baby.
Dr. Lyerly, that's already done.
Little Janie. Yes. She's very adamant that if she's going to continue to be my producer, we need to name our child, our firstborn, after her.
I think it's fair.
It's fair.
All right. Mm-hmm. So here are some of the options we have. Cheese meds.
I like cheese meds.
But there's only one med. There's only one doctor, so the plural doesn't.
Cheese med.
Cheese med.
Yeah.
This one's pretty good. Public cervix announcement.
Public cervix announcements.
Public cervix. No. Not cervix. Cervix.
That's got potential.
That's got potential.
It does.
Uteruses before deuteruses.
And let's add ovaries before brovaries.
There we go. Yep.
Oh, those could rotate.
And this one, I think this is my leader, but I won't taint anyone out there. From here to fertility and beyond.
And beyond. Leaves a lot of openness.
I feel like, yeah, I like how that it opens itself up to a lot of different topics that we might be able to cover. The vagina dialogues.
play off the vagina monologues
because we're having a dialogue, we're having conversations.
Sure.
This is what I think we just need to call you, Dr. Lyerly, is OBGYN.
You know, my favorite thing about that, I really, really love that for so many reasons. But one of my favorite things is that that actually came from Senator André Jacques' brother, Pierre.
That makes it so much better.
That much more glorious. Here's to you, Pierre. You're amazing.
Thanks, Pierre. That is really good. Our own OBGYN. I just have to be able to say it. Fast.
That might be the sticking point on that particular suggestion.
That doesn't have to be the name of the segment. That can just be my name.
That's just her name.
Right.
Yeah. This one comes with an actual, not only just the name, but a tagline as well, or like a description. Womb Wisecracks, Laughing Through Women's Health, a playful and informative series where the OBGYN, Wisconsin-based comedian and radio legend come together to share crucial information on women's health while keeping it light and humorous for their audience.
Wow.
Okay, but that one actually came from ChatGPT.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That is...
because we ask the people, and the people ask ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and speaking of chat, you asked ChatGPT. And so do you have it up, or I have it up if you don't?
No, you go right ahead.
All right, so you posted this as far as not, this is the AI talking as far as, because I love that you, what was your original prompt?
It wasn't me.
Oh, this wasn't you.
It was a friend.
So here, we'll run down, because I love that there was original prompt, and then this, because it's just a screenshot, and then the subsequent prompt was, make it more Wisconsin. So these are the names. Sure, here are some Wisconsin-inspired titles. The Cheesehead Chronicles of Women's Health. Scotty Snatch Talk.
Veto. I'm going to weigh in on that one. That would be a no.
That would be a no.
That's a no.
The Bratwurst and Bacterial Vaginosis Show.
That's AI generated?
Brew City Babes Discussing Women's Health. The Dairyland Diaries of Women's Wellness. Milwaukee Muff Monologues. The Sheboygan Shuffle, Women's Health Edition. Green Bay Gynecologist Gab Fest.
The Kenosha, dinner at the Lyerly House.
The Kenosha Kegel Connection.
Everybody take a moment. Take a moment. Kegel.
Think about it.
Let it go.
Think about it. Yep.
Madison Menstruation Musings. I like the alliteration. I like that the AI likes alliteration. All right. If any of those stood out to you, text us. Let us know which one you think we should name this segment. What's the most appropriate but still funny? Some of those were definitely not appropriate.
A little too far.
We didn't have to touch the dump button, but a little much.
Borderline,
but
perhaps.
I think I know my favorite still, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And when we come back, we're actually going to tackle some pregnancy stuff.
And if you have questions, send them in. Again, 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Gee whiz.
It's the snatch got you a little
I'm thrown. Kerfuddled. It just threw me off.
All right, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will still be here when we come back. We will take your questions. She will answer some of my questions about pregnancy. And we're going to have a fun time. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Protest in New York following the choking death of a homeless man on the subway. CBS's Lilia Luciano on potential charges.
What killed Neely was the chokehold. And besides that, they're reviewing, zeroing in on the video and reviewing any other images that are available, reaching out to any potential witnesses and talking to the people that they know were witnesses. And then they'll decide.
A second mass shooting in Serbia this week, and now a suspect is in custody for the attack that killed 8 people and wounded 13 others in the village of Dubona. The shooting came a day after a 13-year-old boy took his father's guns to school and went on a rampage, leaving 8 classmates and a security guard dead. A suspect was arrested for 3 stabbings near the University of California Davis campus. They found him in a park, says Police Chief Darren Pytel.
What killed?
In the backpack was a large knife that was consistent with one that we were looking for.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new Thursday weekly segment on women's health. And because of the announcement, if you're just joining and you missed the first hour, we announced today that I am going to have a baby in October. Woo-hoo! Unless she's early, then it'll be September. And if she's late, which wouldn't surprise me at all, but we will see. But we are very excited to continue to talk about, have these be some of the topics we talk about. I think the baby name thing, that will certainly be a topic someday, because that is naming babies are hard. It's really difficult, especially when you start other, you know, your friends have named, like, you like that name, but then are you going to, like, steal their name? And then people are going to get weird about it. And
is there stealing of names?
I don't know.
You just have to go with the thing that feels right to you. Like, don't listen to them.
Just, yeah. No, no.
Just do me a favor and stay away from fruit.
You don't want me to name her apple?
No. Just don't name her kumquat or banana or whatever.
What about flowers? What about flowers, like a magnolia?
I don't hate that.
Okay.
Not fruit.
Not fruit.
Or food, generally.
Not broccoli.
No. I think that's
a just call her Brock.
What about Jane? I thought we were going with Jane.
Jane's an option. Jane's not.
It's a distant possibility.
Well, Dr. as we Lyerly. Said, my sister-in-law's middle name is Jane, so.
Well, we'll double up the pressure.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, so we want to make sure that we get to your questions, so you can still submit questions, not even just about pregnancy, but also in general, 844-967-2789. But I think the first thing I wanted to talk about was, because it's coming up for me, is the 20-week ultrasound and kind of the... Yeah, and there was a part of me that I was like, do we wait for that before we announce? Just because, you know, and I would say in general, it's been an interesting time to be pregnant in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially in the job that I have where we talk about that. I mean, every time you've been on the show, Dr. Lyerly, we've been talking about abortion. This is the first time we get to talk about happier things and wanted pregnancies.
Although there are plenty of abortions that happen with wanted
pregnancies. I know. I meant more as far as getting, not the politics of it, but like the actual medical stuff versus the times we've had you on the show before. Because I would say, like, until the last couple weeks, I could feel that there was a barrier of how excited I was letting myself really be because of the world that we live, or the state that we live in right now. And like, the amount of attention that stories get where things go very wrong and are, you know, wanted pregnancies where there's fetal anomalies, it's that they're not going to be able to survive, or your water breaks, or all of these terrible things. And so, like, that's been at the back of my mind as far as even, like, when do you announce now to the public? Because I feel like you hear these stories more often than what the actual statistical chance of them happening, because we're trying to raise awareness that it does happen. But I would say, with the 20-week scan coming up, what should I know? What should I prepare myself for?
You did genetic testing, didn't you?
We did,
beforehand? Yeah. So that's I think the underlying thing about pregnancy in general. It has to be about you and how you approach it and how much testing you want to do and what your individual risk factors are. So there is no one size fits all. So for you personally approaching the 20-week scan, it's less scary because you've already ruled out a lot of the scary things that people are worried about as they're approaching the scan. With the scan itself, we're looking at everything we can see. So the fluid around the baby, the development of all the different organs, measuring all the different parts to just make sure that everything is there and everything is the size and shape that it's supposed to be. And you're right. I mean, it's not uncommon to find a problem. And then the trick is, what do you do with that problem? Mm-hmm. Is it something that is like cytomegalovirus, which is actually a very common virus, but if a pregnant person gets it at a certain time in their pregnancy, it can cause devastating birth defects. And then you have a very complicated pregnancy going forward. Or is anencephaly a possibility? Is there no brain? That's possible. It happens. Or is it that you start seeing some of these soft markers where maybe Down syndrome is a consideration. Down syndrome is fairly common. And then you start thinking about, do we need to do additional testing? Is this something that my family can handle? It's a total game changer as you're approaching what you go into this pregnancy thinking is going to be totally normal and totally great. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of the beginning of that whole parenting adventure where your child is not something that you can control. They have their own plan. And it starts way before they're born, and it never ends, and it keeps getting more and more interesting.
Dr. Lyerly, how many weeks is a woman typically pregnant? Because it always confuses me. And that's when people talk about their kids. And my child is 87 months old. Just tell me how old they are.
So 40 weeks 40 is weeks. Generally what we say. Yeah. And there's a lot of controversy about.
Why is it 9 months and yet it's 40 weeks? Because to me, 40 divided by four, which is how many weeks are typically in a month, is 10.
Just go with it, okay. Kristen. Well, you know, months, some have 31 days, some have 28 days. It gets a little confusing. And then, of course, you have to think about those 2 weeks at the beginning of your pregnancy when you're not even pregnant. But we count that because that's the easy way to date your pregnancy. So when you put all of that stuff together, it's roughly 40 weeks. It just gives us a standard. And as you're approaching the end of your pregnancy, we start looking at what your risk factors are. How old are you? Do you have a blood pressure problem? Do you have diabetes? Do you have twins? Are there other things that are potentially complicating your pregnancy? And is there a better time to induce your pregnancy or to perform a cesarean delivery? Or do we have the leisure to wait and just let your body do this on its own? This is very individualized decision-making, which again is why politicians have no business in our exam rooms. The only people who should be making decisions about your healthcare are you and your trusted advisors.
Can we make a petition to stop using the word geriatric? In the fact that I'm 36 and I'm in a geriatric pregnancy.
You're so ancient.
I want to protest that. Because it is. I mean, that is when you say like your age. And granted, I'm on the younger side of all, you know, 35 is this magical age where it becomes so much more dangerous to be pregnant. But it's we could use better terminology if you're asking me.
I think the actual term is elderly prima gravida.
God, that's even worse.
That's not better. That is not better.
Sorry.
Jay, do we have any texts?
We do. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 414, I would like to know how the abortion ban could impact IVF in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah. So we at this point really don't believe that the abortion ban is enforceable. And that's really the problem that we're dealing with. Because if it is enforceable, there are criminal penalties for doctors, not for patients, but for doctors. So it makes it really hard to practice medicine in Wisconsin. If it is deemed to be enforceable, it will be impossible for doctors who provide fertility care to stay in the state, because fertility care involves managing miscarriages. Mm-hmm. Often it involves creating embryos, and some of those embryos are destroyed in the process. Some of those embryos, say you create six embryos, are you going to have six pregnancies? Are you going to implant? Rarely do we implant six embryos. So are you going to go through that six times, or potentially three times where you implant two every time? Or what do you do with your leftover embryos? So all of these ethical issues that are inherent in fertility care, we're trying to help people become parents. Mm-hmm. All of these things are really dicey, tricky situations that, you know, we don't think about. I mean, we just think, you know, we're going to have a baby and that's joyful and wonderful, but there's a lot more to it than what we typically talk about.
Absolutely. And this next one gets into, you know, what you can and cannot do, which I feel like there is, like you said, not a ton of evidence, like hard evidence on a lot of this stuff, but Alicia asked, can a pregnant person use household chemicals? When I was pregnant, the Navy banned me from using any household chemicals to clean.
You should absolutely not do any cleaning, and you should have whoever your partner is in the house do all your cleaning for you.
Michael, I hope you're listening.
Doctor's orders.
He already does all the cleaning, let's be honest. But is that true as far as like handling like Clorox or like, now that like spring is here and there's bugs, like we had a little ant situation earlier, and like is there what toxic things should you not be handling?
It's kind of the standard stuff. I mean, you want to be, if you're using bleach or ammonia, you want to be in a well-ventilated room in general, of course. It's always a good idea to use more environmentally friendly chemicals. Whatever is toxic to you when you're not pregnant is going to be toxic when you're pregnant, obviously. You're going to want to use barriers, so rubber gloves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you can avoid using anything that is corrosive, toxic, you know, something that makes you feel uncomfortable, don't use it. There are so many alternatives out there. Baking soda, vinegar, I mean, so many different options for cleaning that you can often avoid bleach and avoid some of those really harsh chemicals.
And vinegar is a really unsung resource. It is. You can use vinegar to clean so many things. It's remarkable.
I've started doing it for laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't build up on your clothes in the same way that, like, Tide Pods do. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what should I be eating if we want to start there? And what can I actually, like, what can I, like, not eat versus it's risky?
Says the woman who has been avoiding Jimmy John's since the beginning of her pregnancy.
There's a Jimmy John's around the corner from our office, and because we have such a weird time for the show for 11 to 2, like, I leave, and if I didn't eat breakfast because I was prepping for the show, I'm starving. And so my go-to pre-pregnancy was go get a sandwich, and now I'm like, well, they said that it's a risk, and so now
is it because of the processed meats?
It's because of Listeria, and Dr. Lyerly can talk more about what that is and the risk.
Yeah, it's an infection. It's a bacteria that's present sometimes on deli meats. So we do recommend that people avoid it. I've seen it. I've seen a terrible spontaneous abortion because of Listeria. And it was, I mean, she almost died as a result. She was so infected. So that made a huge impression on me. Other things, unpasteurized cheeses, soft cheeses, unpasteurized milk, raw food, even sushi and raw meats should be avoided.
Which is so interesting because in Japan, don't women in Japan still eat sushi? Or is that a myth?
I don't know.
Because I've heard mixed things. Like, I've heard mixed things as far as, like, because it's such a big part of the diet there that pregnant women in Japan are still eating sushi. And so it's like, but I will listen to the doctor.
844-967-2789. Texter from the 715 says, Kristen needs to get gas drops for her belly. Also, Orajel does nothing. Use infant Tylenol and teethers.
Oh. Ooh. I think, so that's advice once the baby gets here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I need to good get advice. Gas for my belly?
Gas drops for
drops.
Your belly. What is that, Dr. Lyerly?
Simethicone. It's the same stuff that we use. So if you have gas, if you're gassy and your tummy hurts, you can take simethicone and it helps your belly feel better. It's great for babies too. Just one drop.
Did I say that
difference.
I was farting a lot? That she's suggesting this for me?
Maybe she knows
I think
you.
She means for your baby.
Oh.
Or she knows you better than you think.
Fair. What are some of the other, we have 2 minutes left. So I'm sure we'll come back to this topic because I'm sure I will continue to have questions over the course of the next 5 months. But as far as other myths that you hear the most that you want to debunk, what are they, Dr. Lyerly?
There are so many myths. We could talk about myths all day long. You're eating for two. You're not really eating for two. You really only need an additional 300 calories a day when you're okay. pregnant. And interestingly, when you're breastfeeding, if you choose to breastfeed, you need 400 calories a day. Your body puts a lot of energy into making milk for your baby.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that it? It's all the time we have today. So we're going to come up with a name. We'll have a name next week. And we would love to hear your suggestions on what we should tackle next week. Shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, I'm so excited to be able to see you every week starting now.
I'm so excited not to be talking about abortion all the time because it's not about that. It is about healthcare and it's about taking care of each other. So thank you
Absolutely.
For this opportunity.
All right. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Stick around. We're going to do 3 headlines and a lie when we come back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates,
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 73. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are just rolling through. 63 degrees out.
I know. It's a gorgeous. If you have a chance, get outside, open up those windows, take the dog for a walk.
Yes, it is. Don't even need a coat today, which is very exciting.
This is what we wait for.
This is what we wait for. This is the best time. Well, we're approaching the best time to be in Wisconsin, which is the late spring, early summer.
It's perfect.
And again, I'm very excited to be pregnant. I'll be in like the cute months of pregnancy when it's hot. And once I really am feeling like a whale, not be uncovered and in the sun and tanning.
I'm curious as to how many people who watch your TikToks and all the things you do they notice that little bump you have?
Funny you should say that, Jane.
Because it's not very big.
And a lot of my well, it was funny because you noticed it. I walked in, I think it was right after we had gotten back from California, and you just looked at me, and all of a sudden you go, God, I've never seen you without a flat stomach.
It's just, look, there's a little poop.
It's a little poop. But, you know, most of the videos I do for As Goes Wisconsin, it's just my face. Because I'm mostly just like holding it, and it's not a whole
body shot.
But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel videos are a whole body shot. And 2 weeks ago, we did one, and I thought I was wearing a loose enough shirt, and then I shared it on, I don't know, one of my channels, and someone who I don't know personally, but he follows our stuff, and he comments on my stuff, and he's very nice, just replied via DM to the video and just said, baby bump?
Is it?
And I was like, first of all, bold. Second of all, And so he's like, I won't say anything. He's like, I guess that's the downside of being thin. Just like being able to tell easily. But that was the only comment I got. But it was also, I'm emceeing an event in Appleton on Monday night. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, I'm to the point where you can notice. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, if I'm going to be standing in front of a group of like 100 people, I might as well announce it this week because a bunch of strangers are going to know.
The jig is up. Yeah. The jig is up.
The jig is up. All right. Well, we haven't played this in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and play the game that we like to call Three Headlines and a Lie, where three of the headlines are real and one is very fake. And we're going to see if Jane can spot the odd one out.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Number one, Elon Musk threatens to reassign NPR on Twitter to another company.
Ah, Elmo.
Is that what you're calling him?
Yes, he's just a cranky Elmo.
All right, number two. Tiny dolls appeared in mailbox with a note. We've decided to live here.
Do we know where that happened?
Well, we don't even know if it's real. Oh. This is just the headline.
All right.
Tiny dolls appeared in mailbox with a note.
We're never leaving.
We've decided to live here. Number three. Amnesty International criticized for using AI generated images.
Wow. Amnesty International.
Yeah.
Using AI images.
Yeah, instead of real images of people they're helping, I imagine.
Hmm. Okay.
And for Philadelphia Orchestra to debut a symphony written by Paramore. Do you know who Paramore is?
I'm assuming it's a musician.
It's a musical group.
Okay. So the first one was about Elmo.
Elon Musk threatens to reassign NPR on Twitter to another company.
Okay.
Tiny dolls appeared in mailbox with a note, "We've decided to live here."
God, I want that to be true.
Amnesty International criticized for using AI-generated images. Or for Philadelphia Orchestra to debut symphony written by Paramore.
I'm going to go with Amnesty.
That's real.
Is it real? That's really a shame.
That is real. Amnesty International criticized for using AI generated images.
Why would you do that?
Group has removed AI images used to promote their reports on social media, including fake photos of Colombia's 2021 protests. I don't know why they would use fake images when I'm assuming that real ones exist.
Oh, yes.
But
to bolster whatever their case was, that's really disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll link this in our show notes and asgoeswisconsin.com/listen if you want to check out that story further, because I'm not going to get into it right now.
No,
but what's your second guess?
As far as...
All right. So you have Elon Musk and NPR.
But I picked Amnesty as the one that is true.
Oh, that was the one that was false.
No, I picked it as the one that
is true.
True. Yeah.
Because you're trying to pick out the one that's false.
Oh. The one that's false. It's Elon. It's Elmo.
Oh, no, he did that.
He did.
Yeah. Elon Musk threatens to reassign. Because, you know, NPR stopped tweeting.
Right.
Because he at first had given them the assignment of state-controlled news. And so when he wouldn't change it back, they basically said, we'll leave our account up for like the historical reference of things we've tweeted in the past, but they're not tweeting anymore. And so Elon Musk threatened to reassign NPR's Twitter account to another company. In a series of emails sent to this reporter, Musk said he would transfer the network's main account on Twitter under the @NPR handle to another organization or person. The idea shocked even longtime observers of Musk's spur-of-the-moment and erratic leadership style.
Good thing he's such a tough guy.
Such a tough guy.
Okay, so... Oh, I want the dolls in the mailbox to be true. So I'll go with Paramore as the
that
lie.
That is the fake one.
That's the lie.
So the lie is the symphony. The real one is Tiny Dolls did. Tiny Dolls appeared in a mailbox with a note. Nearly a year later, the dolls are still there. Now with items including furnishings and a service dog, all mysteriously appearing under the cover of night. This happened in Orchard Lake Village, Michigan.
That is hilarious.
So there you go. We live here now.
It reminds me of fairy gardens, because I'll see those when I walk around the neighborhood, but never in someone's mailbox. I just think that's hilarious.
Tiny dolls. I'm going to bring you some tiny dolls. All right. When we come back, Paul Noonan is going to be here from Acme to talk about his grade for the Packers on the NFL draft, how the Brewers are doing, and also a special something that is being auctioned off on eBay. If you have an extra $25,000 just laying around, we have something you may want.
It could be yours.
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm talking about. 2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com. Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy MT.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.